Welcome to America's Town Hall. This is Heidi St. John, and this is my opportunity to introduce you guys to some of the issues surrounding my run for the United States House of Representatives and why I think it's more important than it's ever been that regular people, people like you and me, start getting off the bench and onto the battlefield. Today, I'm going to answer a question that I get all the time, and the question is, why would you do this? Well, the answer is simple. I got a fire in my bones. Let's talk about it. So lots of stuff going on. If you guys aren't following me over at my other podcast, I've been doing a podcast called Off the Bench for many years. That podcast gets about 1 million downloads a month. I'm talking about everything under the sun over there, answering questions from listeners. This podcast really is more dedicated to my run for the U.S. House of Representatives. It gives me an opportunity to answer your questions, especially, you know, we're pretty far out. You know, some of you guys don't realize how far out we are from the general election. So it's still over a year away. And so now is the time really for me to be answering questions via this podcast and finishing up. I've got a book deadline right now. I'm working on a new book that's going to come out in August of next year, right about the time when the primary is happening. So there are a lot of things going on in my life. And I get the question a lot, you know, why do you think that you are the right person for this job at this time in the history of our nation, particularly as it relates to CD3, which is the congressional district that I would be representing? So this is kind of a multifaceted question. And I thought, you know, it's time since I get it all the time. I think it's good for you guys to know why I'm doing it. I think it's good for you guys to know why the reasons why I'm not, you know, not doing it. I'm not doing it because I need the platform. I don't need the platform. I'm not doing it for the money. I have a job. So I'm actually losing money. I mean, when you run for Congress, you don't make money in the run. And frankly, I see this very much as a wartime appointment. Our nation is absolutely a war. It's an ideological war. And we want to keep it from becoming an actual war. And it's going to require statesmen. This war requires people who are skilled in the art of debate, who are skilled in the art of talking to other people, who are used to public speaking. That is what Congress does. That's what a representative does, right? They go to the floor of the Senate and to the floor of the House of Representatives, and they represent and they bring forth good arguments about the issues that are facing, first of all, their area that they represent, and then also the nation at large. So some of the issues are federal. Certainly the border is a federal issue. Education has now become, it's not supposed to be, but it is now a federal issue. We're working with things like big tech and the overreach of big tech. But the reason why I'm running is because I love the people and the area that is CD3. I love Washington State. You know, my husband and I made a decision years and years ago to move to Washington. In 1999, we moved to Mount Vernon, Washington, and we lived there for several years while my husband was a pastor. And then a few years into it, we took a job assignment in Vancouver, and we made our home in Salmon Creek, and we've been raising our family here ever since. And my grandchildren are here now. So I have three grandkids that are being raised in this area, all of them in CD3. And I care about what's going on here. And so years ago, I started speaking out about what I saw was an overreach of the public schools and an unwillingness to listen to the concerns of parents. And when comprehensive sex education was introduced, I began taking busloads of people up to Olympia to testify as to why this was going to hurt our children. So I have been involved in the political sphere here for quite a long time. And I am a solutions person. And so for my husband and I, 5 years ago, when Barack Obama, when President Obama issued his bathroom mandate, some of you guys remember that. And I remember just thinking that's going to hurt the students in my area. I was thinking about the kids in CD3 and so many of these families that I know and I love. And I thought this is going to hurt, and particularly young girls, going to put these young girls at risk. And why we've lost common sense in this discussion is beyond me, but we have. And so I began thinking, you know, I'm not a lawmaker. I wasn't at the time. I was not even considering running for Congress. I just knew that something needed to be done. And so as a businesswoman and as an entrepreneur, my husband and I began researching what it would take to open up a privately funded homeschool resource center. When I say privately funded, it's because anytime you get money from the government, it has strings attached. You guys, that COVID money that you're getting right now, look out. The government doesn't just give things to people. And we're teetering on socialism, which is a whole other podcast. But we decided, because I am focused on solutions and I always have been, we decided, okay, we can make homeschooling available and easier to access for parents and families who thought, man, we could never do that. The fact of the matter is, you guys, you can do it. And so we opened up the Homeschool Resource Center. We're currently serving about 1,200 students, and it's very affordable. We're trying new things here, and I think we need to try new things. The old things that we're doing are not working. I'm a huge proponent of school choice. It's another thing that I have a massive fire in my bones about. If the school system is failing your children, you should be able to take your child out of that school, and the money should go with them. Why should we have our child in a failing school system with a woke administration that wants to teach our kids that up is down and down is up and basic biology doesn't exist? You should be able to take that money and put it into a private school or put it into a program that you know reflects your values and that will actually teach your children reading, writing, and arithmetic. Students in this nation are quickly falling way behind other nations, because we're focused on the wrong things. So something else that I care deeply about, this idea that we've got people in the Congress, and frankly, Jamie Herrera Butler's been there for 10 years and she's done some good things, but she's also been a wallflower, and the time for that is over. We need people who are willing to stand up and fight and actually have some backbone and take on some of these issues. And I know that I can do that. And I've already been doing it, just in a different way around the country. And so as I've watched, and I'll do a comparison here between me and Jamie and why I think I'm a better representative. Frankly, it's just time for change. She's been there for 10 years. And somebody who said to me the other day, you know, when you have been in Washington, D.C. to the point where it just feels like home and this doesn't feel like home anymore, you've been there too long. And we need a change. Washington State needs a change. CD3 needs a change. And I know that I'm the right person for this job. I know of everybody running, I've got my finger on the pulse of what's happening here and what the people need and what I think would be good for them. And I care about the kids. I'm wondering who's going to start fighting for our kids. Who's going to stand up against critical race theory? Who's going to stand up and say, no, take the politics out of our school system? Who is going to stand up and say, we need border security? I am. I can do that. And I know that there are things that I don't know. I'm not embarrassed about that. There are things that I don't know. And I think part of a mark of a good statesman is to say, oh, I don't know that. Tell me what you guys think, because you can help me form an opinion, and that hopefully your input is going to help me make a decision that best reflects what you need. And there are always going to be issues that come up that are new, and issues that are old that we're still trying to work through. But the point is, whoever we send to Congress should be actively representing the people. And so, as I said in the beginning today, I have no intention of staying in Washington, D.C. forever. I think that these appointments, like the Founding Fathers demonstrated, are supposed to be for short periods of time. And the representatives need to be home all the time talking to the people. And so that's what I intend to do. So when people ask me why I'm running for the future of Washington State and for the future of this nation. And I think my voice is a voice that Washington State needs, particularly in the 3rd Congressional District. And for those of you who are listening to this and you live outside of CD3, or you're maybe even outside of Washington State, keep in mind that the federal seat, such as a congressional seat or a Senate seat, these are federal seats. They're a seat around the national table. And so if you're looking for a more conservative voice to represent the country, then this is a great time for you to get involved in my campaign. I've never done this before. I'm brand new at it. And we have hundreds and hundreds of volunteers. We're gearing up for a very busy year next year. And right now we're doing the groundwork. Right now we're doing the footwork. Right now I'm finishing up on, like I said before, a book agreement. I'm finishing writing a book, which will come out next year, which I'm very excited about. Again, a reflection on my heart. I made a commitment. I'm going to stick to it. And I will work very, very hard for the people of CD3. And right now, we're putting boots on the ground. So if you guys are willing to host a meet and greet, a small fundraiser at your house, I'm going to link to how you can do that in the show notes today. I would love to come and just start building these relationships all throughout the district. I've already been building relationships here for close to 20 years. The people here already know me. You guys know I'm a huge fan of President Trump. I had an opportunity to meet with him a couple of weeks ago. And I also had an opportunity to talk with General Flynn about the race here and the people in the race. And I think it's important that we have these conversations. And so I'd love to get to know you. If you have questions for me that you'd like me to specifically answer, I would love to do that. And I'll link back to it in the show notes today as to how you can do that. The bottom line is, I know that I can do this job, and I think I was born for it. And I had an opportunity to shadow my friend, Representative Mary Miller from Illinois, for a couple of days, just kind of watching how her office looks on the regular. And I've been leading offices for a long time. I have several employees that have worked for me for many, many years. I know how to work with people. I know how to organize, and I know how to lead. And I know that my voice is the right voice for this time for Washington State. So that's really the bottom line. That fire in my bones is coming from a genuine love for this community and a love for this country. And to see us make a change, there has to be a sea change. We've got to get this nation and the district back on track. Like I said to you guys last week, we basically have a meth head for a neighbor over there in the city of Portland, which I recognize that Portland does not reflect all of Oregon. There are a lot of people who are very frustrated by what's happening in Portland. A lot of people are very frustrated with what's happening in Seattle. We don't want Seattle's politics and Portland's politics to come into CD3 and give it the liberal infection that we see in these larger cities. And I want to stand in the gap for that. So I thank you guys for those questions. This is why America's Town Hall exists. You guys, please turn in questions. We would love to hear from you. And my staff is getting those questions to me right now. This podcast is airing on Tuesdays. And as the election gets closer, we'll ramp that up a little bit more. You can also hear me 5 days a week over at Off the Bench with Heidi St. John. I appreciate you guys listening. And more importantly, I want to say thank you to everyone who's been financially supporting the campaign. You guys, I can't even tell you how important that is. It's time for the American citizens to put their money where their mouth is. These elections are very expensive. It takes a lot of money to run a campaign. And right now we are building up those donations. Somebody like Jamie Herrera Butler is getting money from PACs. And I think it's surprising to me, actually, how twisted politics has become, how swampy it is from the get-go. Even in the district here, we got some swamp creatures in the district here, and I want to bring integrity back into politics. You're not going to see me down in the mud with my opponents. I have no intention of slinging mud at anybody, although that's certainly not been the case. I can't say that for the other candidates in the race, but I have no intention of getting down in the mud with anybody. I want to argue these cases on the merits and to say, listen, I think I actually have the chutzpah, the experience, and the desire and the fire in my belly to get this thing done. And I think that is what's most important right now. And let's keep our eyes focused on the issues and the things that we don't know. Let's talk about them so that we can understand them. So we're going to start hosting town halls and talking to you guys more as the weeks and months progress, and ask you guys to really get involved. And if you want to start getting involved in the campaign, if you would like a yard sign, we have them now. And I'll link back to how you can get those also in the show notes today. I appreciate you guys listening again and for supporting this campaign financially and through your prayers. We depend on those prayers and that financial support. And I'll come back here next week and we'll answer another question. Thanks for listening today, everybody.